For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. In July, the shout of play ball will be heard once again. Major League Baseball players have worked out the details for a 60-game season that will start in mid-July. The last hurdle around safety and health protocols was cleared Tuesday night. Players will report for training July 1st, more than 3 months after spring training was halted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Aides for President Trump said he was joking when he told members of his coronavirus team to slow the testing down. A key member of that team, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a House committee the president did not tell him to slow down.
In fact, we will be doing more testing, as you've heard from Admiral Girard, not only testing to specifically identify people in the identify, isolate, and contact trace.
President Trump made his comment at a rally in Tulsa over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow finished up 131 points, the Nasdaq gained 75, the S&P 500 was up nearly 13.5 points. The name of the British street that inspired the Beatles' hit Penny Lane has been cleared of having racist connections.
Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A company says enough is enough when it comes to Seattle and the things going on downtown. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
An investment firm that manages more than $1.5 billion in assets announced on Monday they would be leaving Seattle because of the continued protest near its downtown office. Smeag Capital Management saying they're moving to Phoenix because of the unrest downtown. The announcement comes as Seattle Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin says the violence in the CHOP district has to stop.
The gun violence unfolding at night is not only wrong, it also is undermining and distracting from the message for change that we are hearing in the street and in so many of the peaceful protests. We are working with community to bring this to an end. Capitol Hill belongs to everyone in this city. SPD will be returning to the East Precinct. We will do it peacefully in the near future. But it is clear while the physical space is important, we are going to focus our greatest efforts on reimagining policing itself.
Disgraced comedian Bill Cosby won the right to appeal his 2018 conviction on sexual assault. The 82-year-old has been in a state prison outside of Philadelphia for almost a couple of years. A jury found him guilty of attacking a woman at his home in 2004. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will review two aspects of the case, including an agreement Cosby signed with a former prosecutor that he would never be charged. I'm Kenneth Burns.